Hazy and a top of 27. Hi, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest Mid-North Coast local news. Attention gradually shifting more and more towards the wildlife lost in the Crestwood dry fire with the immediate threat to property over. It's feared 300 plus koalas could have been lost in the blazes at what was a fertile breeding ground. The latest is that the fires burned through almost 2,600 hectares and fire crews remain in the area to conduct backburning operations as conditions allow. Thick smoke continues to hamper efforts though, with Houston Mitchell Drive closed, as well as Ocean Drive between Lake Cadai and Port Macquarie. A range of mental health initiatives will be rolled out across New South Wales schools in coming times, with those in regional areas being prioritised. A total $88 million will be spent on mental health in schools. The Department of Education will work with a range of mental health organisations. Announced in the north of the region this week, Education Minister Sarah Mitchell.
We've announced a rollout of counsellors and support officers across all our high schools in the state, but today we're announcing we're going to be partnering with some different organisations to run programs in our schools. So namely with Batia, Headspace and also Pixis Institute from the United States, running a range of programs from kindergarten all the way through to year 12.
There will also be training on offer for teachers and parents so they can spot the warning signs. The Australian Veterans Recognition Bill has been passed, much to the delight of some of our locals. Veterans will receive a covenant in coming times, supported by an oath, a new Australian Veterans card and a Veterans label pin. Richard Kellaway from Veterans Centre Mid-North Coast welcomes the bill.
We'll open up opportunities once the cards are released for veterans to receive benefits in cost breaks and quality of service from local businesses. And I think there's already several thousand businesses across the country that have registered with the Department of Veterans Affairs.
And Kempsey Council have announced outdoor dining fees are waived for the next 5 years. It comes with the imminent opening of the Kempsey Cinema, all hoped to increase vibrancy in the community. Now to sport. The Mid-North Coast Premier Cricket League into round three on Saturday. The pick of the games will be the grand final rematch between reigning champs United and the runners-up Wauchope. It's playing out at Andrews Park, Wauchope the early season comp leaders. Port City League's Magpies and Taree West, on the other hand, will both be going for their first win down south. And at Cedar Party Reserve, Wingham are all set to take on the Rovers. That's the latest news and sport.